Hospitals stand to lose big under both budget proposals, but would be particularly vulnerable to the House's, which cuts their state Medicaid payments by $240 million. The loss would double, too, because the federal government matches those funds. The Senate's hospital budget is less draconian, around $100 million in cuts, twice that counting the federal match. But Senate Health Budget Chairwoman Ana Terra Flores tried to hedge hospital panic with the possibility of renewing a program discontinued by former President Barack Obama.
The good news is one of the policy decisions that we're promoting and working with our hospital friends from across the state is working with the federal government on funding for the low-income pool. The federal government seems to be on a faster track and process to be able to have that funding made available.
The low-income pool was a pot of money both federal and state governments and hospitals contributed to in order to cover the cost of uninsured hospital visits. Originally, state and local governments put in $1 billion and the feds matched it. But after Florida rejected Medicaid expansion as part of the Affordable Care Act, the Obama administration phased out its portion to $600 million, then just $300 million, until its contribution evaporated this year. The impending loss of that federal cash loomed large last year at the First Coast Legislative Delegation meeting, where U of Health CEO Russ Armistead warned lawmakers his hospital, which treats a large number of poor and uninsured patients, was in danger of shuttering.
Those are the funds that we use to provide care and to keep the doors open. If we were to, in rough numbers, we were receiving about $60 million a year from that program, and last year I said I made 10, I'll lose 50. That would take us into bankruptcy.
The House's budget doesn't mention LIP at all. But Flores and other senators say the Trump administration is playing ball and should renew the program within this year's budget cycle. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.